Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello, my wonderful, beautiful friends. Welcome back to another episode of r/Entitled People, where people apparently think that rules do not apply to them and they always, always get what they want. Guys, you know the drill. We can't dive into the stories without warming up with a video first. So check this out. This crazy Karen tries to cut the cables on this lift while it's being operated by a worker. Ugh, imagine being in that lift and doing your work when a crazy lady comes out and pulls this crap. I actually hope she was arrested. She definitely could have caused some major accidents out there. With that said, my friends, in this episode, you're going to hear three entitled stories. The first story, an entitled aunt takes over her 4-year-old nephew's birthday. The second story and third stories are little petty revenges on entitled people, so some of you may like that. My friends, I do hope you stay for the stories today and hit that subscribe button for future entitled people stories. Guys, let's dive in. My husband and I have 2 children, both boys now aged 11 and 14. My husband's younger sister now has 3 children, age 7, 5, and 3. The year my youngest son was turning 4, he asked for a birthday party. He was not yet in school, so he didn't know anybody but family, and there were no children other than his brother that were able to attend. Luckily, his favorite people in the world are Grandpa and Grandma. Grandma's like a big kid. She's super fun and energetic. She acts much like a kid herself, and my boys adore her. I knew they were very busy, so I asked them several months in advance if they could attend his birthday party. The party was to be on his birthday. This is important. Being the wonderful grandparents they were, they agreed and requested that time off from their jobs. We also invited all the close by family, including my sister-in-law, the entitled Karen of the story. Months go by, and it's now about a week and a half before my son's big day. I bought the decorations, planned the menu, and pumped him up, getting him all excited. One afternoon, I receive a call from my sister-in-law, who's about to find out the sex of her baby, as she's pregnant with baby number 1. She wants to plan a gender reveal party, but she's called her friends and family and discovered that most work and cannot attend on such short notice. The only day that everyone just so happens to have off is my son's birthday. She asked me if I would be willing to move my son's birthday party to another day so she can have her party. At this point, it may bear mentioning that she already has 3 baby showers planned and has asked me to make the food out of pocket for one of the showers. Most people being asked to attend her gender reveal party were already attending multiple baby showers for her. I'm pretty friendly and passive, and this caught me very off guard. I tried to gently tell her that my son was looking forward to this and we've planned it for months, which is why everyone had it off from work. She feigned sympathy, but still urged me to please move my son's birthday party to a time that everyone could later attend, and let her have this open date for her party for her first baby, as I've already had 2. Besides, apparently my youngest son loves babies and would want to go to her party too. She said that he could still come to the gender reveal party and see everyone he loves, and then get to do it again when everyone can request time off. I did not have time to gather a response, as she steamrolled over me and said, "Okay, if they want to go, I won't make them come to my youngest son's party, but I can't go to your party. We have plans." I was angry. She had pulled this kind of thing with other people before, and I have tons of stories, but she's always really loved my boys and never tried this with me, or not to this extreme anyway. I didn't know how to react other than to vent to my husband, who wasn't surprised at all, and he said not to worry, their dad would set her straight. Funny enough, I was talking to my husband when I saw him calling my phone. I answered, and he said that my sister-in-law had told him that I had no problem with her basically hijacking my son's birthday party, and that I had insisted that she have her party, and that everyone go to that one instead of my younger son's. He said if this was true, that he wouldn't attend her party, he would rather go to the party of younger son's. He had already gotten presents, and they were excited about celebrating a kid that's already here on his big day. I very happily told him that I was never going to cancel his birthday or make him sit through somebody else's party on his big day. He's 4, and I've been counting down for him every morning. What kind of monster would I be if I did that to him? I said that I told sister-in-law that people could go to that if they preferred, but that we wouldn't be attending. He said that sounds about right, and he told her that he's going to my youngest son's party since he requested time off for that, and that if she wants another party on another day, to give him notice. She ended up canceling her party, and then talked bad about me behind my back to anyone that would listen for years to follow. Imagine being a grown adult and doing that to a 4-year-old. If you're a grown adult who does not comprehend that taking away the happiness of youngins is wrong, you'd be like this lady right here, who steals a baseball from a little kid. Look at her prying away that baseball from that little girl's hands, forcing her to walk away in defeat. And look at this man, who high-fives and celebrates what she just did. Guys, my heart breaks every single time I watch this video. Some people are just too entitled. This happened in 2004 when I was 14. A bit of backstory before I begin. My mother is not a good person. She was abusive verbally for most of my life until I was 14, and then it turned physical. Because of this, I came up with creative ways to punish her in my own petty ways, like tampering with her food and dunking her toothbrush in the toilet every day. This story is one of my better petty revenges towards her, and the one that annoyed her the most. I had talked to my friends about the things she did to me, and although I appreciated the advice to go to the police, I knew it wouldn't work. One of my friends, who we'll call Tom, gave me the brilliant idea that would annoy her to no end and wouldn't get me in trouble. Tom's dad's a mechanic, so Tom knows his way around a car. So after school that day, I went with him to his house. He showed me a place underneath the car, between the top of the front wheel and the side of the engine, and told me what to do. So bring on the pettiness. I had to wait a few days to enact my revenge, but the day finally arrived. My mother and sister left the house to ride their horses, which gave me plenty of time to do what needed to be done. The next day, I went with my mom and my sister to grocery shop, and was elated to hear the product of my labor as the car started to drive down the driveway.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Clink, clink, clink. Yes, my dear readers, I attached a rock to the end of a string inside the car that made a loud clink sound every few seconds when the car was moving. Mom said, "What the heck is that?" I replied, "No idea. Maybe you should take it to the mechanic to have a look at it." Remember how I said Tom's dad is a mechanic? Well, he's the only mechanic in the town we lived at, and Tom made sure to tell his dad about the things my mother did to me. Needless to say, Tom's dad was on my side. So after we'd done our shopping, we stopped at the mechanic so they could take a look at it and fix whatever needed fixing. Mom, as we arrived at the mechanic, said, "Hi there. Well, my car is making a weird noise when I'm driving. Can you look at it for me?" The mechanic said, "Sure thing. How about you take a seat inside and I'll give it a drive and see what the problem is." He got into the car and drove it around the block. When he returned, the noise had miraculously stopped. He charged my mom for the check and we were on our way, but not before Tom's dad subtly handed me the rock back and gave me a little wink and a smile as I left. That night, I put the rock back in place and left it to do its thing for the next day, and oh boy was this satisfying. The next day, the noise was back, so Mum went back to the mechanic. Similar to last time, this time, the mechanic could not find anything wrong with it and said he couldn't hear any noise. I never bothered taking the rock out after that, and neither did the mechanic. He'd experienced her entitlement firsthand and had heard so many stories from other people around town about her. The rock wasn't damaging the car or affecting its performance, so there was nothing that needed fixing. I moved away to live with Dad when I was 16, but before I moved, the clink was still there, tormenting my mother every time she drove her car. I had lost count of the number of times she took it back to the mechanic and the amount of money she spent on trying to get rid of the clink. The last time I saw my mother, I was 23, and she still had the same car. I'd expected the rock to have fallen out by then, or just gotten smaller from wear and tear, but nope. The car still has a clink, but not as loud. Thanks, Tom. I love this revenge so, so much. That clink would have driven me insane. I would have had to sell the car. What a beautiful petty revenge that I might have to take for myself. Thanks, Tom. So, my aunt, we'll call her Karen here, seemed to have an obsession with virtue signaling. Growing up, she loved telling others how better she was than everyone else. Her go-to points for this were being vegan and being Christian. This story is about the latter. For many Christmases, Aunt Karen would make a point to tell me or my dad what bad people we were for not being religious, like she was. She never went to church, and my dad never made me take Sunday school, and I remember Aunt Karen saying things like, "That's not gonna get you to heaven," or, "It's called Christmas for a reason. Christ, there's no Santa Claus in the Bible." She made snide remarks when my cousins and I watched cartoons with Santa in them. At one point when I was a little older, she even said something to the effect of, "People who don't celebrate Christmas for anything other than Christ will go to hell." I don't know why my dad kept inviting her over, something about Christmases that makes people think they're obligated to be with toxic people, only because they're family. So, one Christmas Eve, I was already in my moody, rebellious teen years, and wasn't very merry to begin with. I dreaded having to spend another night with people that I couldn't stand. Aunt Karen was especially snide this year, making comments like, "You wouldn't be so gloomy if you went to church for once," or, "Kids today need the fear of God to straighten them up, and OP's sins are making him miserable." The last straw was when I heard Karen essentially tell my dad, "Your son will grow up to be a criminal if he's not taught about God and the Bible." I had had enough of this lady being a Debbie Downer every Christmas, so I hatched a plan to get her out of my dad's house. So, when I was a kid, I used to be lactose intolerant, but my dad kept a huge jug of milk in the fridge to go with Christmas cookies that he bought for the relatives. When no one was looking, I drank a glass of milk in the kitchen and carried on like nothing happened. After a while, I started feeling nauseous, but I did my best to hide it. I made sure to stay near Aunt Karen whenever I could. Eventually, I started gagging, and then finally, I threw up all over Aunt Karen. She screamed in horror about me being a disgusting little brat, and how her sparkling red dress was ruined. I pretended to cry and act remorseful, making my other relatives sympathize with me. My dad was frustrated that he had to clean the carpet and sent me to my room. I eavesdropped on Karen lashing out at my dad for getting puked on, and finally, my dad seemed to get the hint that his sister should not have been invited. He told her to leave, so she did, with my cousins in tow. I got in trouble for not using the bathroom to throw up, but I didn't care. Karen made Christmas miserable for me, my dad, and most likely my cousins and her kids, so I decided to return the favor. I thought I'd have to take this small victory to my grave until I discovered Reddit. Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. Guys, George Carlin said it the best. Religion is like a pair of shoes. Find one that fits for you, but don't make me or others wear your shoes. And that, my friends, brings us to another end of our slash entitled people. If you guys missed the last episode, an entitled Karen and her kid steals OP's white cane because they don't believe that she's really blind. Oh my goodness. Guys, check it out if you haven't, and I'll see you guys in the next one. I love you all.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.